Welcome to the History Obscura reading room. Mama is quite under the weather, so I will be stepping in this evening. I, of course, am the esteemed Minnie Mew, keeper of your storyteller. Mistress of the mistress. As you may imagine, I do intend to use my time on the podcaster pedestal to glorify more historical cats. I can tell you from personal experience that the hard and dedicated work of many a cat does go unnoticed on most days, even behind the fawning cat appreciation shown by certain popular podcast hostesses. I ask you, how many world-altering events took place on the back of cat labour, cat innovation, cat love? There's no way to know, because much of our history is unknown even amongst ourselves. Now, here's a marvellous tale from the realms of the Plantagenet Towers in London, where many a perceived enemy of King Richard III was held during that tumultuous 15th century reign. One such enemy of the state placed here under arrest was Sir Henry Wyatt. Now, Henry Wyatt was an aristocratic young man who had been educated alongside none other than Henry Tudor. King Richard, worried about an alliance between his political rival and the wealthy Wyatt, chose to imprison the latter in the tower to prevent any such scheming. One day, a cat came into the dungeon with him, and, as it were, offered herself unto him. He was glad of her, laid her in his bosom to warm him, and by making much of her won her love. After this she would come every day unto him in diverse times, and when she could get him one, bring him a pigeon. The cat came to be known as Sir Henry's Acater, that is, caterer. The pigeons were dressed out and cooked for Sir Henry by a friendly jailer. His torture is usually described as one or more of the following: being racked, having horse barnacles applied to his mouth, and being force-fed mustard and vinegar. Sometimes heated knives are mentioned. The barnacles were a hinged and toothed metal pinching instrument, which seemed to have been the equivalent of the modern twitch, a device used by farriers to curb a restive horse by gripping and squeezing its sensitive upper lip area. This torture went on for about 2 years, until the end of the Wars of the Roses. Sir Henry was freed from prison shortly after Henry Tudor ascended the throne in 1485. Under Henry VII, he was appointed Clerk of the King's Jewels and Captain of Carlisle Castle. His close connections with Scotland came to the fore in his later career as Henry VII's agent in that country, for which there is ample evidence of his employment on secret and sensitive missions. Something you can be sure his feline friend had carefully trained him for during their time together. Sir Henry Wyatt rightly credited his long life of 77 years, indeed a long life for a Tudor of any generation, to his friend and protector within that tower prison. Every portrait painted of the aristocrat following the establishment of the Tudor dynasty in 1485 included a cat, including the final Wyatt portrait painted by none other than Hans Holbein the Younger, official portraitist to Henry's 7 and 8. The piece captures the stoic and only somewhat medieval cat-faced cat in full grey and brown tabby colour, dutifully pulling a fat dead pigeon into her human friend's jail cell through the iron slats of the window. She looks upon the now aged Sir Henry with a little pity, and perhaps a modicum of bitterness. For, indeed, what became of this little harrowing cat following Wright's removal from his cell? Did she regret being left behind? Or, perfectly self-sufficient as she was, did she lament the loss of her friend and protectorate? As a cat myself, I can imagine her sense of loss. With a contingent of some 100 men, Henry Wyatt took part in the King's campaign in France in 1513, and was made Knight Banneret after the Battle of the Spurs, where he had served in the vanguard. In 1520, he accompanied the king to his meeting with Francis I of France at the Field of the Cloth of Gold. Indeed, the long tapestry of Tudor and early modern history was surely changed by this man and his cat. It's a fact oft noted by biographers. Inscribed in gilt Latin along the wooden frame of Holbein's Henry Wyatt canvas are the words: Hunc macrum rigidum maiest fame frigor cura parve. I fed this thin, stiff, sad, cold, hungry man with care. You certainly did, fair lady caterer. And for that reason you are immortalized in portraiture and still beloved as the savioress of the entire Wyatt line. Sleep well, caterer cat, wherever you lie. Thank you for listening. Please visit www.patreon.com/historiaobscura to sign up for ad-free weekly episodes. Your generous donations and subscriptions are what keeps the show going and puts Vet Bran Kibble on my plate. Please contribute. Thank you, and good night.